So we're continuing our theme week on common misconceptions.
Yes.
And you may have heard that if you swallow gum,
yeah,
it'll stay in your stomach for 7 years.
Yeah, I've heard that. Seven years.
7 years. Not true.
Really?
Not true.
Okay.
According to several medical opinions, there seems to be little truth behind this. In most cases, swallowed gum will pass through your system just as quickly as any other food.
No, it didn't stick to the sides?
No.
Okay.
No.
Yeah, it doesn't seem sticky, like once you...
No.
My shoe, yes. It never sticks in my mouth, though.
Right.
Right?
Right.
So why would I expect it to stick any place between here and, and there?
I don't know. I'm not sure. I don't know.
Okay, go on.
So it isn't a myth, however, that gum is indigestible.
Oh.
So beneath the dyes and the flavorings is something called gum base, which is an umbrella term for ingredients like elastomers, waxes, resins, and fillers.
Elastomers.
Yes.
And resin.
These substances are what give gum its rubbery, chewable consistency, right? The mechanisms of digestion in your mouth, so your teeth and your spit, they can't break down the gum base.
No.
And neither can the rest of your digestive tract.
No.
However, humans have evolved to process all kinds of indigestible materials like fiber.
Break that down.
If an item doesn't break down in one part of the digestive system, the body just moves it along.
Does it?
yep.
Move toward the exit. It's like a Disney World. You're just not standing there. You keep going. You head that way.
That's right. So that means if you swallow your gum, it won't spend any longer inside your body than the indigestible portions of whatever else you ate that day. So,
yeah.
I mean, not saying that you should swallow your gum.
No.
But if you do, it's not going to stay there for 7 years.
I think has everybody been in class or been in a meeting and you got to swallow your gum?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, so it's okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
We're still alive. We're okay.
Yeah, it's fine.
Yeah.
So chewing gum in many forms has existed since the Neolithic period.
Jeez, wow.
5,000-year-old chewing gum made from birch bark tar tooth imprints has been found in Finland. The tar from which the gums were made is believed to have antiseptic properties and other medicinal benefits.
Oh, okay.
The Mayans, Aztecs, and ancient Greeks also all chewed different forms of gum.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wonderful, yeah.
Although chewing gum can be traced to civilizations worldwide, the modernization and commercialization mainly took place right here in the U.S. The American Indians chewed resin made from the sap of spruce trees, and the New England settlers picked up this practice.
Oh, good.
And in 1848, a guy named John B. Curtis developed and sold the first commercial chewing gum called the State of Maine Pure Spruce Gum. It's a long name for
It's good marketing,
gum,
though. That's,
but,
yeah.
Yeah.
But what was it again? The
State of Maine.
State of Maine.
Pure spruce gum. Guess where it was made?
Maine.
Yes.
Mainly Maine.
Mainly in Maine, yes. Around 1850, a gum made from paraffin wax was developed and soon exceeded the spruce gum in popularity.
Right.
And to sweeten these early gums, the chewer would often make use of a plate of powdered sugar, which they would repeatedly dip the gum into to maintain sweetness.
I wish we still did that, because that sounds very nice to watch.
That sounds just not good.
Spit out
not
your gum in your hand.
Good.
Roll it around in a plate. Pop it
I
back
hope
in.
Everyone, like, I hope it wasn't like a communal plate of powdered sugar.
Sarah, come on.
You know,
you
everyone
serious?
Would have their own plate, right?
Of course. Come on.
Yeah. I would hope so. So modern chewing gum was first developed in the 1860s when Chicle was brought from Mexico
Who's Chicle?
It's a something.
Okay.
Yeah. By the former president of Mexico, General Antonio Lopez de Santa Anna, and he brought it to New York where he gave it to Thomas Adams for use as a rubber substitute.
Mm.
Now, Chicle did not succeed as a replacement for rubber, but it was great as a gum.
There you go.
Cut into strips and marketed.
How do you find that out?
As Adams New York chewing gum in 1870. Yeah, I don't know. Like, how do you be like, you know, not good as rubber, but let me just put it in my mouth and see if it works as a gum.
We made a ball out of it. It didn't bounce. But then I just popped some in my mouth.
Right.
And,
Right.
All right.
So Blackjack, Chiclets, and Wrigley's Spearmint Gum were early popular gums that quickly dominated the market and are still around today.
Yeah.
The average American chewed 105 sticks of gum a year by the 1920s.
Wow.
Yes. So chewing gum gained worldwide popularity through American GIs in World War II, who were supplied chewing gum as a ration and traded it with locals.
Mm.
Synthetic gums were first introduced to the U.S. after Chicle no longer satisfied the needs of making good chewing gum.
I like the name Chicle, though.
Chicle,
Chicle.
I think it comes from a tree. It comes from a tree.
What? Chicle comes from a tree, or the name comes from a tree?
No, Chicle does.
Oh, okay. Yeah. From the Chicle tree?
I don't know. I think it's a different. I think it's called something else.
Okay.
Anyways, evidence suggests that chewing gum can improve your concentration.
Can it?
A 2013 study published in the British Journal of Psychology showed that people complete memory exercises quicker and more accurately while they're chewing gum. Hmm. The positive effect was particularly noticeable as laborious tasks dragged on, and it's because chewing may increase the flow of oxygen and glucose to the brain.
Okay.
Other studies have credited gum chewing with reducing stress and improving test performance.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, good things.
Which is interesting because I think it's frowned upon in schools.
Yeah. But they don't want you to do well. They want you to fail.
Yeah. And chewing gum may also help if you have an earworm. So if you have a song stuck in your head.
Yeah.
A study from the University of Reading in the UK found that people who chewed gum after hearing catchy songs thought less often about the song than in a control condition, and chewing gum also reduced the amount that they actually heard the song by a third.
By a third, oh.
So there you go.
There it goes. Gum cures so much.
Yes.
All right. You picked out a record to go along with chewing gum, did you?
Yeah, we're going
to
play Does Your Chewing Gum Lose Its Flavor by Lonnie Donegan.
It sure does. Thank you, Sarah.
You're welcome.